Father, help us tonight to go further into the things of God. Men and women have gathered from everywhere. And tonight, give us to understand of one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And let us have discernment as we move deeper into the spirit world to understand how to flow with the Holy Ghost. Thank you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to give you two or three things that you need to be thinking about. Number one is blindfold in your soul. Blindfold in your soul. The other one is stronghold in your soul. The third one is uncontrolled imagination in your soul. And the fourth one is unstoppable high things. Now, I want you to hold on to these things, because these things, a lot of people think they're not being led by the Spirit or not being helped by the Holy Spirit, but they are, but their soul is deranged. And your soul, we say to you now, listen. Your soul, when the Bible talks about your inner man, he's talking about your soul. When the Bible talks about your heart, it's talking about your soul. We try to lay the groundwork, what your soul consists of. Number one, the man runner of your soul is your mind. As the man thinketh in his heart, in his soul, so is he. All right? But then you have emotion. How many of y'all know what emotion means? You know, you just get all disturbed by something or get happy about something. Your emotion is in that soul. And then your conscience. Your conscience cannot be receiving lies from the enemy. The enemy will bring lies to your conscience. And I mean, just write Romans 9:1 down just so you can deal with that. Well, how important your conscience is. And then your imagination, I said, is a supernatural spiritual camera that God has placed in you that you can have previews of life's success ahead of time. You heard that, young man? Previews of life's success. Your imagination, but if you let a substituted imagination. See, Satan come in, he'll use your imagination, and he'll give you the wrong imagination. And you're so busy dealing with that, you can't get to the real imagination. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? Now, remember those four things I'm talking to you about blindfolds on your soul. I'm going to show it in Scripture. Strongholds built in your soul. I'll show it to you in Scripture. Uncontrollable imagination. You probably tell us, cast them down. See, Satan can get to your soul, but he can't get to your spirit. Now, here's what I want you to understand. He can get to your soul, but he can't get to your spirit. But if he get to your soul, he got your body. See, your soul actually is give your body instruction. Now, you have a way to protect your soul and provide for your soul, that the enemy cannot run your soul or ruin your soul. So the church don't know much about this. So therefore, you wonder why good Christians go bad, or why strong praying Christians look weak, is because their soul is out of control. All right? You got the full thing? What about the 7 switches or 9 switches I give you, son? Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know how to use the switches? No, y'all don't know. I see nobody answer me. For the acts, A-C-T-S, acts of your soul to act nobly. That's, to be noble is of a high rank. So your mind, your imagination, your emotion, your desire, your reasoning, all have the capability by God's intervening and you yielding to have a noble soul. It's a high consciousness, high awareness of God. Are you listening? And then if you want your soul to act forcibly, in other words, have some power, that's the second switch I told you about. We'll get to it. Sweetly, simply, we talked about it. Quickly, temperately, certainly. See, your soul is designed to operate with those switches, and then when somebody cross you or something come up, you calm yourself down and one of those switches to come on. And instead of getting upset and say something crazy, the switch come on and you calm yourself down. Pastor had to use it this week. Calm yourself down, yeah. You're going to get loose. All right, you're in 2 Corinthians, right? I'm going to read the pivotal verse that I want you to see. I think it's going to open, be an eye-opener. A corner-minded Christian is just like a sinner. Amen. I know you don't want to hear it. I'm going to say it again. A corner-minded Christian is just like a sinner. Satan can control you. Oh, my goodness. I know you don't want that, right? But all of us at some time are corner-minded. But the more you learn, the more you learn how to take care of yourself, you be less corner-minded and become more spiritually minded. The Bible talks about both of them in Romans chapter 8. He talked about the corner-minded enmity against God. There's spirit and life in a mind that has the mind of the spirit. All right? In reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I might read other verses, but I just want you to look at verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Verse 4. In whom the God of this world, like you know who that is, has what? The mind. Now, when you see blinded the mind, you can go ahead and see blinded the soul. Blinded the imagination. All right? Blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, this is talking about people who have not received the gospel. But it's also talking about people who have received the gospel. Because your soul not saved. And he still can blind your mind being a Christian. And so therefore, when your mind is blinded and when you can't think right, your spirit can't get a hold of you. I see all the spiritual folks trying to talk back to me with the anointing, but I'm trying to get you out of spot here. I feel the Holy Ghost already. See, because I see good people miss you because there's a blind spot in their mind that Satan had put in there. And they're stuck in that blind spot. And don't talk about the stronghold. Satan set up his camp in your soul and orchestrate how you're going to live even though you're a Christian. Yes, so we got to remove the blindfold. Pull down the stronghold. Cast down the imagination and remove the high thing that he's trying to tell us about. So I read a little bit in this scripture. My Bible says, preaching Christ, Jesus the Lord. Look in 2 Corinthians 4:1. You're still in that chapter, and then I'll start giving you some points about this. Let me say this before I read. Renewing your mind. Romans 12, 2. Renewing. Putting your mind in a restorating position. Resting in your mind. Each time I say your mind or your conscience or any, the inner man, I'm talking about your soul. Because that's where it's at. We got two places I want to go at one time. Look at the first verse. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. You with me? But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness. Where all that come from? Not having the word of God deceived. Where all this come from? But by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man conscious in the sight of God. Now, verse 2 is a lot of things that happen when your mind not renewed. See, your spirit not doing that. And your body not doing it. It's your soul. Are you with me? Then it said in verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And then Paul said, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in what? What that mean? Our soul. Yes, sir. Light for my mind. Light for my imagination. Light, even light for my desire. Light for my emotion. Light for my conscience. See, when the light of the gospel shine, light come on the inside of your soul. Then your soul can properly connect to your spirit. Your spirit is properly connected with the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost cannot bypass your soul. You're a Trinity. Anything you plague with, anything you lacking as a Christian is because of your soul. So if you don't think this subject important, baby, you better listen. You don't have a spirit problem. You don't have a body problem. You don't even have a money problem. You don't even have sickness problem. You got a soul problem. And once you get that soul renewed properly and your conscience reject lies, your conscience reject lies. Get it where your conscience automatically reject a lie. No, it's a lie. And then call it out. That's a lie. You got any proof about that? You just running your mouth. You got any proof? Look at Romans 9:1. Hold your place. Look at Romans 9:1. Look at Romans 9:1. Your conscience got to be able to reject lies so your soul can be walking in the truth. And that when your spirit says something to your soul, your spirit give, your soul give orders to your body, give orders to your life, give orders to your manifestation, give orders to your demonstration. Give orders to your blessing. Any robbery that take place on you as a child of God, take place in your soul. I say the truth, Paul said, in Christ. I lie not. Now look what he says. My what? Now when you see the word conscience, what do you think about? That's where it's at. See? My conscience or my soul also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. When your soul can't bear witness, the manifestation can't come. We've been taught so much about being led by the Spirit, and the soul have been naked, undressed properly with truth, with being renewed, being restored, being restful, protecting our mind, protect what we think, protect our imagination. We got to do that. The Holy Ghost is not going to do it. You got to do it. Everything you pray, everything you prayed about and have not received is a blind spot in your soul. Or it's a stronghold that Satan has built in your soul that you can't have it. Your dreams and your visions are blocked because the wrong imagination is in control. You are pushing with a built-in divine imagination. But it has to have a soul to cooperate with it. Properly trained. Any lagging, any staggering in your life. You a child of God? Any lagging, staggering, stillness? Any jam you in? Any spot you can't get out? Any spot you can't get to is because you have not been trained in your soul. Yeah. It is time for you to be hit with divine consciousness of God on a daily basis. I'm conscious that the Lord is present with me. I'm conscious that I cannot be stopped. I'm conscious that I cannot be defeated. I'm aware of the fact of who I am. In my mind. Write this down. Accessing the realm of the Spirit by having a submissive soul to the Spirit. Look at Hebrews 4:12 for a moment. There's one spot in that verse people miss. It's the most powerful spot in that verse. Even though the other ones are powerful, he's talking about the sword of the Spirit. Hebrews 4:12. I want to see accessing the realm of the Spirit by having a submissive soul to the Spirit. In other words, what are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying your soul is going to have to become submissive to your spirit for the function to function as it should. Now there are those who are so spiritual they won't bypass the soul tonight. They won't tell me, I can get it by the Holy Ghost. Yeah, no, you can't. It's not in the scripture. You cannot prove you can get it. Actually, your spirit don't need faith. It's your soul that needs faith. The spirit is already in the house. The spirit already knows. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're there already. But we have to contend with things down here in this earth suit. And their soul is in there. And we have to learn how to keep it renewed, reminded that it's already mine. But Satan come build a stronghold in your soul, a fortress of his demonic power, telling you what you can't go, what you can't do, what you're not going to have. And you've been praying all night and still can't get it. Because you don't know. It's a soul lockup. He can lock your spirit up. Now Hebrews 4:12. I just want to read the last part. And there's a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. That's your soul right there, baby. That's your soul. See, the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the soul. Yes, is so important. See, it's so important that you know that your soul must unfold in the revelation of God's word. It has a right. But you see, he divides. He divides the spirit, he divides the body, and he divides the soul. But then he gets to the soul. Turn to Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, O God. Psalm 129, see. And you young people, I want y'all, the young boy, I want y'all to listen to this. You get this way ahead of time, because they got a whole lot of rap, sap, and all kind of stuff trying to get you. You got to be able to discern, I ain't going that way. And the world going to catch you in your soul if it catch you anywhere. Y'all born again? You a Christian, young man? Y'all a Christian? Y'all accept Jesus Christ already? All right. Train yourself to know how to keep control of your soul. And I bet you they'll never get you out there. Amen. Search me, O God. Know my what? And then he said again, try me. Back in your soul. Thoughts are in your soul. See if there be any wicked way in me. Wicked way, it cannot be in my spirit. Wicked ways cannot just jump in my body. All wicked ways come through my soul. My thinking. What your mind been drinking lately? What you been sipping on in your mind? Who got control of your mind? See if there be any wicked way in me, in my soul, and lead me in the way everlasting. You see those two requests? Huh? He's a discerner of the intent and the thought of the heart. You got that? Now we're talking about the blindfold. You want to blind your mind. We're talking about the stronghold. That's in 2 Corinthians 10. We're talking about the imagination. We're talking about high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Where he does that or do that at is in your soul. Yes, sir. Oh, you got a soul. Yes. Don't sit there and look at me like you don't have one. You got one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you're not where you want to be yet. Yes, and you prayed in tongues. I wish you would listen. Yes, some of you are going to shift instantly. Because you're students of the word and you want to know the truth. A trained soul, write this down, can bring an end to all wrong flesh transactions. A trans soul can bring an end to all wrong flesh transactions. It's going to be kind of heavy here, what I'm about to say here now, because you're going to have to be listening, because it's probably happening to you. Too many Christian souls are in charge, shutting down the move of the Spirit. Now, I want to show you this again, because I showed it to you, but I want you to see it vividly tonight based on where we are. Turn to Psalm 143. I want to show you this. This is outstanding for the Lord to record this for us to have it at a time such as this. Psalm 143. Your soul can shut your spirit down. Your spirit always has the answer, always ready to move. But then the psalmist pointed out, David pointed out a lot of things about his soul because he got in trouble. But here in the psalm, you know, I almost want to preach this whole psalm tonight because it got so much in it for us to know the contamination that the enemy can put in your soul if you don't know no better, if you can't keep your soul clean, your heart. We'll finally get, oh my goodness, we'll finally get to Ephesians 3. We'll finally get there where Paul prayed that prayer about the soul. But here, let's look here. Let's listen. Listen. And this is a prayer for guidance and deliverance. How many want to be guided? And how many want to walk in the deliverance that Jesus? Well, you need to have some understanding of some spiritual things, some things, how things work, how things flow. And this is what the Holy Ghost wants to know, pulling down strongholds in your soul. Removing blindfolds off your soul. Uncontrolled imagination. In other words, Satan sets his imagination on you, how it's going to come out. You know he's never in your favor, right? See, Satan, when Satan tricking you, he'll give you a little sip, but he'll never give you a drink. He'll make you think you're successful and you're not. Because he know what he's holding back belongs to you. I don't need no gold falling on me. What am I going to do with gold that I can't spend? I don't want to just look shiny. That ain't a Holy Ghost. That ain't a Holy Ghost, man. That just disturbed my service. That's all that doing. Jesus Christ. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. I mean, verse 1, you with me? Look what he says now. In thy faithfulness. God is faithful. How many of y'all know God's faithful? Answer me and in thy righteousness. So you want him to answer him in his faithfulness and his righteousness. But if your soul is not properly trained, faithfulness, God's faithfulness and God's righteousness cannot manifest in your life. Oh, the Bible's going to prove it. You can sit there, you can question it all you want. This text is going to prove it. But I just want to deal with God. You know God's faithful, right? Yes. He'll never fail you. Never. Why you fail then? Why that project fail? See, we don't want to deal with the truth. Why that didn't go through? Why that didn't come out like you wanted to come out? You prayed about it. And you had 19 scriptures on it. And it didn't come out like you was supposed to come out. And so, you know, and God never keeping nothing from you. Oh, yeah, man, look at me. God never holding nothing back from you. Never. He wants you to have anything your little heart desire. So don't take that little side trail talking about God didn't want me to have it. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, that's not true. That's not true. That's a lie. How many of y'all say God's faithful? Yes. All right. How many of y'all believe that God's righteousness is one of the most powerful things that exists? Yes. Right? All right. I hear the second verse. And enter not unto judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Now, verse 3. I got a revelation of verse 3. I hope you can get it tonight. Verse 3. Oh, Jesus, help us in here, up in here tonight. Verse, this thing is saying so much. When I saw this, I came unglued because I knew what was happening. Listen, I want Word of Life to know this. Listen. The psalmist said, for the enemy has persecuted my spirit. For the enemy has persecuted my body. So we're together on this soul thing, right? He persecuted what? Soul, right? Probably with blindfolds, strongholds, uncontrolled imagination. Persecuted. You know what persecuted means? Huh? Put pressure on? Huh? Put down? Huh? Persecuted. She said, for the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. How he did that? He got his soul. He had made me to dwell in darkness. All that came from persecuting of his soul. As those that have been long dead. I'm a Christian living like a dead person. I ain't got no anointing and I can't get nothing to happen. All right, I'm going to see what kind of student you are tonight. He said he persecuted my soul, right? Look at the next verse. Oh, Jesus. Why verse 4 exists? Because verse 3 exists. He persecuted my soul. He got me down. I can't even get out of this hole. Because of a persecuted soul, he has blocked, stopped my spirit from functioning properly. Can't you see why Satan don't want you to know this? Can't you see you finding out what he's working with tonight? Do you know what this means to your life up in here on a Tuesday night? Do you know what this means to your life? That now you're going to be able to stand your ground and know exactly how to renew your mind about that situation and pull down that stronghold? Then your spirit is going to flow with all the covenant, all the promises, all the blessings of God you've been reading all your life. Do you have any idea what's happening to you up in here tonight that the enemy has been stopping you with your soul, not your spirit? He sends somebody to you with a wrong thought. He sends somebody to you and make you say the wrong thing. Or make you agree about the wrong thing. Then he blocked your blessing. That's why Jesus said to us Sunday, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Switch yoke. You heard me? Switch yoke. Take that outside yoke off. Come on the inside. I got a yoke that is easy. Revelation, insight, understanding. There's nothing in here tonight, and I don't know how many on the line. Would you show me again? There's nothing in here tonight that can't be handled. I don't care if it's 50 years old. I don't care how long you've been dealing with it. God unfolding, God opening up a brand new envelope for you to stick your hand in tonight. I go to say this. If you're a Christian, sitting up in here or sitting at 502, it's Saul. Now the scripture in Philippians 4:19, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. Come alive now. Come alive, because now you know you got to unfold that soul for the flow like it should. No, the soul is not stronger than the spirit, but the soul is open to the other spirit world where your spirit is not. Your soul is not born again. Your body not born again. Your thinking not born again. I guess you know that, right? So because of a persecuted soul, now here, can y'all read? Therefore, that's not the Holy Spirit either. It's your spirit that locates. Therefore, is my spirit what? Just tell me what overwhelm means. Overtaker. Give me another word. Overpowered. Give me another word. Ineffective. Thank you. Give me another word. Blinded. Defeated. Give me another word. What? Paralyzed. God, dog, that's a good one. I'm glad I kept asking him. You know, I'm paralyzed my spirit. Now, nothing wrong with your spirit, but it's a soul out of wax. Therefore, is my spirit paralyzing me? My soul within me is ruined, desolate. Wait a minute, we're not going to quit. We're not going to quit here. Because I know this lesson here, this psalm yet really short forth. All right, then he says, verse 5, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. Oh, my goodness. Look in verse 6. My soul thirsts after thee as a thirsty land. Shall I pause and think about that. Verse 7, slap in the face. Verse 7. You remember we say the spirit overwhelmed? Huh? How many of y'all born again? Spirit of God live on the inside. That spirit can get overwhelmed. Watch what he says in this verse. How many see it? Oh, no. Everybody gonna read this 7th verse. Get ready, read. I'm really not a pit person, God. I'm your child. But my spirit is failing. Underline, my spirit failing. Write in that Bible. Write it. My spirit's failing. So next time you read that, you'll know why your spirit's failing. Go back up in verse 4. My spirit overwhelmed. And know the cause. Know the reason. How many of y'all seeing this? Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For indeed do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. You brought your shouting clothes now? I got a few verses I want to take you to in a little while. I've been using them for years. Deliver me, Lord, from my enemy. I flee unto thee, hide me. Now, how are you going to deliver me? With me having an understanding that my enemy is working with my soul. But what the understanding is, I can take back control over my soul. If not, Romans 12, 2 is not right. I can take the word of God, feed my soul, get my soul renewed, and my soul begin in full cooperation with my spirit. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Look what he said about the Spirit now in verse 10. Well, why is he saying this? Why would he? Thy Spirit is good. Why, I mean, what he's saying? He said, I know it's not my spirit. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. My soul in trouble. My spirit not in trouble, my soul in trouble. And of thy mercy, cut all my enemies and destroy all them. Come on, read the Bible. That do what? You see it? Now, let me show it to you in one statement. Go back to Psalm 142, verse 7. We're breaking out tonight. Tell somebody we're breaking out. Tell somebody. Your soul been in prison. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bondlessly with me. Bring my soul out of prison. Bring my soul. All right, you brought your shouting clothes, you said. Too many Christian souls are in trouble, shut down. What I said, too many Christian souls are in charge, shutting down the move of the Spirit. Did I prove it?
Yes.
Did the scripture prove it?
Yes.
All right, turn to Psalm 62. Psalm 62. Show you how to do this. We have educated our spirit at the expense of our soul. Now, I don't like teaching or ministering if you're not going to apply this. Because, see, I don't want you to just think you've been to a little nice Bible study. You know, your life should take a shift tonight. I want you to have romance with these scriptures until you get pregnant and understand what God is saying to you. Everything that had been held back from you is held back in your soul. Your spirit will bring it to you.
Amen.
Protect your thought life. Stay positive minded. Be optimistic. Don't talk about what all the bad stuff going to happen to you. I don't want to hear it. And say what you want. Think what you want. Believe what you want. Have what you want. Huh. Psalm is in Psalm 62, verse 1. Now you see that word salvation? That means deliverance, prosperity. That don't mean just being saved to go to heaven. That means everything covered. He from him cometh my salvation. But truly my soul waiteth upon God. But he says, from him cometh my salvation. From him cometh my deliverance. From him cometh anything that I desire. Salvation include everything. Down here and up there. 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 Down here. Down here and up there. You see me, young man? Down here and up there. Not just when you get to heaven, son. Down here and up there. Heaven is open to you right now. Down here and up there. Down here and up there. God dog it. Down here and up there. I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait to live the good life. Down here and up there. My God is in charge down here and up there. Your life must not be a wrestling match, thinking about who gonna win. You already the winner. You don't be wrestling with the enemy and wondering if you're gonna come out all right, who gonna get pinned down. He already pinned down. He don't have no power over you. He don't have no strength over you. He can't stop you. He can't hold you back. He can't hold you out. Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. The only thing he got is your mind. If you don't know how to handle your mind, your imagination, that's all he got to work with. And now you know better. Your family background is not greater than the cross. So don't be telling me about no background from your family. The cross is bigger than your family background. I don't care what your family did. So many here. The cross is bigger than that. Don't you put your family shortcoming above the cross? Not what mama did, and not what papa did, it's what Jesus did. That's where you got the base. Not how mama lived, not how papa lived. Don't care who did you what, it's what Jesus said. Thank you. The abundant life belongs to you. You hear what I say? In every aspect, joy unspeakable, full of glory, it belongs to you. The church not dead, the church is alive. The world is not more alive than the church. Don't sit back and look at the world and look what they're doing. Let them look at you. Get in your rightful place. Let God bless you. Let the blessing flow. Let the revelation flow. Let God goodness flow. Let God mercy flow. Let God's grace flow. We don't supposed to be watching them. They're supposed to be watching us. It's time for you to take your stuff back. We are not beggars, we bless. The world are beggars. We're not beggars, we bless. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell in it. My Father owned everything. Stop loving him for what you can get. Love him for who he is. And he'll give you everything. What I say? Stop loving him for what you can get out of him. Love him for who he is and he'll give you everything. What you gonna do with this gospel? What you gonna do with this word God can give you tonight? What you gonna do with it? You gonna go back and be in the same place next week? I pray that the Holy Ghost move every soul stroke up in here. Our soul has been in a stroke almost. It's time for the resurrect. Don't accept that thought that you're not going to make it. Look at verse 5 and I'll close. Psalm 62:5. You see it? My soul, wait thou only upon God. Look with it. Look at the last part he said. For my expectation is what? But you notice how he has the soul involved. It's important. My goodness. Look in Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. And once I get my soul moving, look what happened next. For my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise. Somebody praise him. Thou will bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My goodness. My, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me, and bless his holy name. Notice verse 8. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Verse 9, but those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower part of the earth. God got me covered. Begin, write this down. Begin to saturate, give me, I got 7 minutes. Begin to saturate your soul in the present plan, purpose, and provision of God. Begin to saturate, just get in his presence, your soul. Just tell him that. Say, so Apostle told me to saturate my soul in your presence. Yeah, here I am, Lord. And you'll begin to see differences start happening in your life. You listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. The man way to keep your soul seeing God's way is to direct your thoughts and feeling inward. You remember I told you about the distraction?
Yes, sir.
And the attraction?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Inward. Your power is inward.
Yes, sir.
Your interior life. Your inner life. Not your outer life. Your inner life make your outer life. What you are within is what you're going to become without.
Amen.
Not what you are without, you're going to become within.
Amen.
Enjoy an internal conversation with God.
Yes, sir.
That external matters cannot interrupt.
Yes, sir.
You heard it?
Yes, sir.
Enjoy an internal conversation with God that external matters cannot interrupt.
Yes, sir.
I know in one time studying, the Spirit of God said to me, if you don't know how to live the interior life, you're going to live an inferior life.
Mm-hmm.
Write that down. Y'all know y'all don't want to write that down, but write it down so you can remind yourself. If you don't know how to live the interior life, you're going to live an inferior life. And you're designed by God to live a superior life. I'm talking about now. I'm not talking about when I get to heaven. What all God's children are going to do. You're God's children down here. That's why people don't want to come to church today. Y'all talking about when y'all get to heaven. People say, well, yeah, well, I know about heaven, but what y'all doing down here? Church folk get mad when you start living heaven down here. What are they upset about? Learn what he did. Learn what she did. Shut your mouth. Don't be stupid. My God, I received something. My God, $700. My God. I received y'all. That's $350. That's his child. She's trained. There's one more thing I want to tell you before I close. Turn to Ephesians chapter 3. I want you to pray this prayer. This is a soul-building prayer. Ephesians chapter 3. This is the way you build your prayer. This is the way you build your soul, all right? This is the way you strengthen your soul. How many of y'all want to strengthen your soul? You got to keep strengthening it, because your soul will fall back in neutral. You see, because it has no permanent value. You got to stay with it. But Paul knew that. Paul told them people some heavy thing, apostolically. Then he said, wait, y'all, let's stop, let's pray. Because y'all can't handle no more right now. So he prayed. Ephesians 3, 14. For this cause I bought. Now this prayer is about your soul. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Wow. Now Lord is verse 16. Notice verse 16, and remember what I told you, who inner man is. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Young man, you know who inner man is? You see, who is it? Who is inner man? Say it louder. Yeah, I told that young man that he got it. Your soul. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Strengthen your soul. Strengthen the inner man. Strengthen your soul. Look at verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your soul by faith. What Romans 5:5 say? Look at it right quick. I'm trying to get it. Put your finger there because we're going to finish reading it. Hope makes it not ashamed. Because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts, in our soul, by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The first thing Satan will take from you is love. He wants you to be nasty, ugly, say things and do things that is not in your character. Because the Bible says your nature is a love nature. God is love. Anytime you walk outside of love, you walk outside of God. You know, when you get to live down, you got to know what you're doing to live down here. Because people get you out of love real fast, won't they? Don't y'all act like y'all all cute and all control and, you know, nobody never get me out of love. I'm just a loving person. You a liar, too. If you said it. I don't want to call you a liar if you didn't think it, you know. But if you thought it, you're a liar. That Christ may dwell in your soul or your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, I close with this. How long you been quoting Ephesians 3:20? How many see what I'm saying now? Huh? See, now unto him that is able to do. See that according to the power that works in, where he's trying to put that power at? In your soul. Your spirit already got it. See. You have to get to the position where your soul, you listening? Rule your senses. Your soul, shut your senses down to shut up. Yes. This the way it go. Yes, Lord. Had to cut down all warfare and welfare. Yes. We'll deal with them strongholds more Sunday. I'm going to deal with the stronghold, pulling down stronghold in your soul. I'm going to give you three major weapons to deal with. These strongholds, we'll get to it. Well, you got it? You heard it? I'm sure hope you, this show will make my pastoring easier. If you understand, you know, all this DMT, it'll make things more easier because you won't be a crybaby. Everything you want and you don't have is a soul problem. My God, you know what that means? You know what have happened to you these few minutes? Huh? No, answer me. Y'all don't know what happened to y'all? Jesus Christ. This is revelation. Theologian might have argued, you know. But if you go into a strong concordance, every time you hit inner man, heart, inward man, it tell you you're talking about your soul. I want y'all to develop in your soul. Well, praise God. Yeah, that's some wise people out there. I got 562 people online. Those are some wise people feeding on this word. And this is a life-changing message tonight. You know, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the message. Now, you know, you can make adjustments to certain things that have been happening in your life that has not been happening like it should. You can go back to this, what is it, MP3? Is that what you call them? Yeah, go back to it or go back online and get that thing straight. All right, it's your time to give. I don't know whether I should tell you or not. I had three visions this morning in 7 minutes. One was a man on a high cliff. I was standing right behind him. And below it had water, shallow water with a little sand. You could see the sand. And he jumped off. And then they tried to get me to jump, but I was looking for a lower place to jump. So while I was looking for a lower place to jump, they brought him back through. He was broke up, busted up, everything all messed up. And they were trying to get him up so they called, I guess, the doctor from him or something. He jumped in that shallow water. I wouldn't jump. Secondly, another man's coat caught on fire. He was standing up talking to me, his coat was on fire. And the other man was following him too close. And his clothes caught on fire and got burned up. Don't trust nobody with all your life. Learn some things for yourself. He died. The third man, it was kind of foggy, but I believe God had me cut his hand off up to here. And then the Spirit of God, I asked the God, I said, what was that? He says, he don't have no more hand to sow, and he don't have no more hand to receive. He's like a dead man. It was three. Now, I had a man who knew, I knew who they were. I had a man online today. I had 107 people online today. He texted me, and he knew exactly what God was saying. He said, as soon as I started talking, the Spirit of God came on and called three names. I know a man reneged on a connection. He lost his family, lost his ministry, lost all his money. He's somewhere now vagabonding. If you would have stayed where God told him to stay, he wouldn't have went through all that. But they think this is a game. You can't use a person's life and just walk away when you get ready because you got mad about a little something or it ain't going your way. And then you always got to pass a test. Nothing free. You got to pass a test. That's why Gideon, the Lord told him, said, take them down by the water. I know you got 32,000, but they're trifling. Take them down there. You're going to find out the trifling one. He ended up with 300. Prophet sent 12 to spy the land out. Ended up with two. I was telling my wife, now I got some faithful men here and women too. I thank God for it. I thank God for it. I can call them anytime, 3 o'clock in the morning. They'll be there. Ain't no faking. I mean, they'll be there. They're not there with their hand out. They're there, what you want me to do? But I trained them. See. Oh, my. Oh, my. Don't let people get under you easy. Check them out. Pray about them. You ain't getting close to me easy. I can tell you that right now. The Lord will expose you too. You got your blow. What are you going to say next? Oh, my soul.